time. Driven by Briggs Auto Lane. And BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
Here we go!
Hello. Welcome to the game. I'm John Kurtz. Joined by... Do I have a co-host today? Mitch is here. Do I have a co-host today? Am I good? Can we do the news? Anyone have Veronica Corningstone?
He's not laughing, John.
I know he's not laughing.
He's not amused.
Apparently not. Oh, man. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner all here. I think you're on mic. People keep moving these mics around. Apparently, you're not on mic four. Here's every single mic in the studio. Is it mic two?
Mic. Yes.
It's not mic two. Is it mic three?
It's mic three.
This is lovely. Lovely start to the show today. All right. Today, we're going to have Rex Hudler on from Fox Sports Kansas City, an hour or two of the show at 525. He will help us pay tribute to Yordano Ventura. Certainly, we have some thoughts on that. We're going to do that in the first hour at 425 as well. Cole Manbeck is on for his weekly appearance at 5:10. We'll debate what's become, in our circles, the topic of the day, and that is also the subject of the poll question: is K-State a bubble team right now? I'm pretty astounded by how close apparently this debate is. Apparently the bubble's pretty ambiguous. That was news to me, but we'll get into that at 4:40. We've got to defend your tweet. As far as that is concerned, and of course, we'll talk K-State, Iowa State, and what this game can mean for the Wildcats here in our opening segment. Lest we forget, Jabroni of the Week caps things off at 5:50 today on the show as well. You can tweet us at the Game KMAN. This is the part of the show where I ask Mitch to retweet the poll question today, which is on my Twitter account, JL Kurtz. Do you think K-State is a bubble team? So you can weigh in there. Certainly share your thoughts throughout the show, 537-1350, or again, the Game KMAN on Twitter if you have those thoughts. Before we get deep into that debate, because I think it's a little bit more trivial and doesn't necessarily matter, it's an interesting debate, but what really matters is the game tonight and the significance of the game tonight for K-State. And I mean, I view it, well, I'll start by basically what I said yesterday. I view last week as taking a step. That team took a significant step last week with winning two close games and winning a road game in the Big 12, as well as beating a top 50 team. I mean, they exercised about three demons last week. Kind of like I said, exercised. They exercised three demons last week with the two wins that they got. So they certainly took a step. What this game tonight represents to me in the most basic format here, winning at Hilton Coliseum, winning against a team that is pretty equal to you, on par with you, Iowa State, picking one off on the road, that to me represents you taking a step into being, back to this term, more than a bubble team, a team that is going to be a legitimate contender for third or fourth in the league. Because right now, with West Virginia falling back with that loss to you and the same record, it would appear that third place may be available now in the league. I think if you win this game, you're a definite contender to move yourself up to the top of that middle group, that middle tier of the Big 12 Conference behind Kansas and Baylor. And that would be significant, because I would argue that the only time Bruce Weber has had a team here in Manhattan that's been really at that level, it was year one with Rodney Magruder and company that won a Big 12 title. The year after that, to me, being in an 8-9 game, you're more or less a bubble team, and they were, and that's what they did when they went and played Kentucky, and then since then, we know 2 years, no postseason. So this would represent, because of that, to me, a very significant step in the right direction if you go beat this Iowa State team tonight in Hilton.
Yeah, I mean, that would further solidify K-State's spot as an NCAA tournament team right now. And the important thing, I think, was that K-State checked both of the glaring boxes that were still blank last week. I mean, you cannot get to the NCAA tournament without at least a couple of actual road wins, not neutral site or anything like that, but true road wins. K-State is now done that, including one over a team that actually is also a top 50 team with West Virginia at the moment. I don't know where Oklahoma State's going to finish up, but as of today, they're 45.
They're 45. Oh, okay. They did jump. That's right. They played last night.
They played last night. So they're 45 now. I mean, that is, as of today, a top 50 win. And it's about the same caliber as what you're going to see from Iowa State tonight. And the two the interesting thing is that K-State basically 1 week later is able to say, okay, we're going to go in with the exact same recipe and try to execute it the exact same way, because I think there are a ton of similarities between Oklahoma State and Iowa State in what they're able to do. Both teams have really good guard play. Both teams really struggle in the post. And if you're K-State, you're going to once again try to make it a game where DJ Johnson gets a lot of points and rebounds, and your guards are able to penetrate in there and get to the foul line, little things like that. So I think that playing these two games so close to each other really bodes well for K-State, because they have that fresh thought in their minds that, yes, we can go on the road and win a close game, which is something that K-State has struggled with so much over the last 2 years.
It's huge. I think that's the biggest thing they earned last week, more than just the two wins, which certainly help. You know, those are not going to get you into the tournament. Those don't punch your ticket into the tournament. More wins will punch your ticket into the tournament, and the easiest way, as weird as this sounds, to get more wins is to get the wins there last week that give you the confidence to push forward. I mean, it depends on how much you really buy into it, but Wyatt Thompson told us yesterday on Wildcat Insider he thought there was an uptick in just confidence that he saw watching a little bit of practice yesterday. So it would seem that the team is feeding off of that, but I think really where it matters more, obviously, you know, you can be as motivated as you want going into a game. It'll last for a little while, but then once you get into the game, you got to actually make plays and just play the game. And the team had proven that they could play with anybody. That was not the issue. You knew that they were going to be there in games like this, for the most part, with a chance to win. It was just whether or not they actually believed that they could go make those plays when it came down to what Reggie Miller would call winning time. When it comes down to winning time, Manhattan High actually likes to use that phrase a lot too, winning time in basketball games. That's where K-State made strides last week, which should be able to pay dividends. Now, will it happen tonight? I don't know. And if they lose tonight, does that mean they are resigned to just living completely on the bubble and having to just really check those projections every single day the rest of the season? No. But I think this game fits into a category of four left that are the upper echelon of games that you have, that if you do win and you pick one or two of those off, you therefore raise your ceiling quite a bit. That would be at Iowa State, the Kansas game at home, and then at Baylor and at West Virginia. Those are the games that are, I would say, more difficult than toss-ups. I mean, K-State opened as a four-point underdog in this game. I think that seems fair, and I think they should be the underdog in this game, because while Iowa State is not great, very difficult place to play, and they are a much better version. Well, there are similarities, like you were talking about. They're a better, more polished version, and they have maybe the best player in the league in Monte Morris. I'll float that out there, and that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I think it does. And going back to K-State and their ability to win those close games, one of the things that impressed me the most about the two games that they won last week was that they didn't just win those close games by one or two points, or essentially what I'm saying is by a possession where you have to survive a final possession or a last-second three or something like that. Well, they got into that close game situation with Oklahoma State and were able to actually stretch that out to an 11-point lead with 50 seconds left, and they ended up winning it by eight. And then with West Virginia, after they fell behind, they still won that by multiple possessions. I mean, they not only survived, I think they actually thrived to a certain extent in the close game scenarios over the last two. And that's certainly a way smaller sample size than over the last three seasons when they've struggled so much. But putting those two back-to-back has to give you, as a K-State fan, a lot more confidence that if we hit the final media timeout tonight in Hilton Coliseum and it's a tie game, that K-State has a lot more of a chance than they would have had maybe a week ago.
Totally agree. I mean, that was really what they proved last week to me, and I think to the world. And it was something that they had to prove, because it was sort of the refrain we had been stuck on for 2 weeks. Like, okay, we know that you've gotten to this point where you can be competitive with anybody. Can you actually win those games? You know, I would say that the training wheels came off last week with the victories that they had. You don't have to worry about that anymore. But, you know, are you going to be able to ride with the big boys? I don't know. We'll see if it's going to be just still plodding along with a little bit of wobbling, or are you going to actually really take off with this thing right now? And I still have my doubts that it gets much further than being on the bubble, to be honest, right now. On the right side of the bubble, which they obviously are right now. But there's still a lot of road games left to play, difficult road games left to play. And I've got this note for you. This is why tonight is significant and why I do have my doubts about tonight and the rest of the season. They have not won back-to-back Big 12 road games since March of 2013. That's the Big 12 championship year. Remember how long ago that feels? That was the last time they won two straight games on the road in Big 12 play. So you talk about clearing another hurdle, tonight would represent another giant hurdle.
Yeah.
Giant hurdle. Yes, they're a small underdog, but they would be really proving a lot with a victory tonight.
I think, and I'll just throw this to you on the spot right now, but I still think that this is a game where you have more to gain than you do to lose, probably. If you win tonight's game, you're most likely looking at a situation where you're a 6 or 8 point favorite at Tennessee, I would think, and you're going to be a top 25 team next week. If you lose this game, you're basically falling right back into that bubble category, and we're going to debate that later on in the show. But I think that a win tonight would absolutely establish K-State as a legitimate threat to finish in the top three of the Big 12.
Yeah, you get this, then I'm going to have to start back it off a little bit and saying, okay, this team has a higher ceiling. This team really could climb up to the range of 6-7 seed. I mean, I think that's really where you're looking. But as of right now, man, I'm telling you, defend your tweet at 440. Like, I am almost speechless. Like, if you can tell by how much I'm stuttering, I'm almost speechless that there are enough people. I won't say so many because my side of the debate's still winning according to the poll question. But
I was
so many people that feel strongly enough to argue to me that as they're sitting right now that this is not a bubble team. But that's going to be in defend your tweet at 440. Cole Mambeck's on at 510. Rex Hudler from Fox Sports Kansas City at 525 to help pay tribute to Yordano Ventura. And speaking of that, I am very sad that we don't get to see the end of his movie. We'll get into that coming up. You're listening to The Game.